The hostages, the everybody.
I went with Mrs. Zipperman. I said it should be a suspect.
I mean, for them.
So when do people stop saying to home forever from behind school?
Okay, I'm on the Zoom. Okay, can we?
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, good evening, everyone. I'd like to continue now with the topic, the general topic that we're discussing, and that is opening various types of food containers and packages. So I'd like to discuss now cans, opening cans on Shabbos, whether or not that is okay to do. So there are two strong approaches. In terms of the etzem halacha, in terms of the basic din, where the Chazon Ish takes the approach that a can, let's talk about a tuna can, that type. Excuse me. A tuna can, which is completely sealed, and the food is completely inaccessible until one make some sort of opening in it. So opening that can is an act of binyan, interestingly, not an act of stira, of destroying. It's not that you're destroying the can, it's you're actually building and creating. You're creating a usable item, usable can. Now, the Chazon Ish, first he says, well, certainly if people would actually reuse it, it seems that in his time it wasn't, that wasn't unusual that people would store things in the cans, the tuna cans, he writes, like nails or a bar of soap. I don't think we too many people do that anymore. But he writes, certainly if that's the situation, then certainly you've created now a usable, reusable can. You've taken something that was not a keli because it's completely sealed, and you made a keli out of it. And then he says, even if it's not done, even if it's not reused, but that doesn't necessarily change the fact that you made a can, you made a usable clay. You might not plan on using it, and maybe nobody plans on using it, but it's still the act of creating a can is still happened. So Chazon Ish, in this very famous very famous piece in his sefer, this is not just something hearsay or secondhand, or this is explicitly stated and written in the sefer that he wrote with his own, his own writing. It says that it's one should not open these cans on Shabbos. Now, on the other side of the story, at least in terms of again the halacha, the etzem halacha, is Hagoyim Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He has a long tshuva. I mentioned it briefly the other day, but in this tshuva, he says that cans should be looked at something which the Gemara refers to as choslos, which basically, not the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, where the type of container which contains some type of food, and once it's opened, it's discarded, and we're much going with the assumption that you're going to discard the can, which is pretty much the assumption now, and certainly in like the small cans. So Ramosha says that the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's viewed like the shell of a nut, like a walnut shell. Opening that can is not looked at like making a keli, breaking a keli, making a keli. Rather, it's looked like just breaking the shell of a walnut to access the food, which is permissible to do in Shabbos. You're allowed to crack open a walnut. So this can, since it's not meant, it isn't meant by a design or planned by anyone to be a reusable container. Rather, all it is a temporary container to contain this food. And that's it. Once this food is removed, it's off to the garbage. It's much as the shell of the walnut. And so just like the Shulchan Aruch says about the type of containers that they're discussing, that you're allowed to open them on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says this fits into that category. Now, there are reasons. I can't, you know, I don't think this is like the forum to go into all the svaras, and there are reasons to distinguish between this case and the Gemara's case, or the Shulchan Aruch's case, and Rav Moshe himself addresses them, but he rejects them. He says that, no, the difference is, you know, the reason to say maybe it's different because of this is not true and because of that is not true. And, you know, Rav Moshe, in his, you know, his style, he speaks of that, he discusses it at length, and he, you know, brings proofs and arguments why this should be no different than the case of the Gemara. And therefore, la halacha, Rav Moshe holds, you're allowed to open the can. Now, I just want to remind you that this is the tshuva where, after spending a lot of time, many pages, going through the sugya, going deeply into this sugya of opening packages on Shabbos, cans and other type, Rav Moshe then at the end says, after he gave a pretty much a green light on most cases, he then says, but this is the halacha, this is the technical din. But what you should do in practice, absolutely not. I mentioned this before, you should definitely not open cans on Shabbos, because he says that with a generation where Talmid Chacham aren't necessarily concerned that if we allow people to do something like this, which is technically mutter, they may extrapolate and they may compare it to other cases called Madama Milsa La Milsa. They may compare it to some other situation and say, oh, if this is okay, that's okay, and missing the nuances, and sometimes it's even more than nuances. Sometimes it's differences which are even somewhat obvious, but for an untrained person, one's not a trained Talmid Chacham, then he's not concerned at all. He says it definitely should not be done. He's very strong about it. He says even if it means giving up a little bit on owning Shabbos, because you don't have your whatever it may be that you didn't open before Shabbos. So he says, eat alpha pecan, you shouldn't open it. And he says, you know, if it's a case of a real difficult situation, let's say you have a suda, like say a Sheva Brachas, and you didn't open something, it's going to be really, you have all these guests, and it's going to cause put a real damper on the Simcha if you're not serving whatever it is. So then you could ask a non-Jew to do it. With that, says then find a non-Jew and ask a non-Jew to open it. So it's really not in favor of opening these cans in any way. So as I said, the Chazon Ish holds it's usher, and Rav Moshe holds it's mutter, but he strongly discourages it. Now, what about making a hole in the bottom? So many say you could do that. Even the Chazon Ish himself, now this is not in the Sefer Chazon Ish, but it's in a pretty good, pretty reliable source. There's a sefer called Orchos Rabbeinu, which is somebody who is very close with the Stipler of, the Stipler we discussed before, the father of Chaim Kanievsky. The Stipler was a brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish. He was married to the Chazon Ish's sister, and they lived together in Bnei Brak. In fact, until the Chazon Ish was Nifter, they lived in the same under the same roof. And the Chazon Ish said, the Stipler says, is quoted in the Sefer. Okay, this is a Sefer written by a close Talmud of the Stipler. And the whole Sefer is quotes from the Stipler. From you know, it's not just a Sefer, it's five and that you open it, it's not practical. Even if you wanted to reuse it, it's just not practical. It's not fit to be reused. So then if you do that, then you could open it, make these holes in the bottom or wherever, and make it render it useless, and then open it from the top and use it. But short of that, it is strongly recommended not to open it, not with a can opener, and not with these new cans in more recent years where they have a ring on top where you could pull it open. La halacha it's a machlokes. The Chazon Ish holds it's usher. I will just mention parenthetically, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Sefer Paskins like the Chazon Ish that it's usher. Rav Moshe says halachically it's mutter. And but as I said, Rav Moshe discourages it. Now to move on for a drop, what about a soda can? A soda can, as well. According to the Chazon Ish, we have the same problem. It's still the same problem that you're taking something which is sealed shut and unusable, and you're making it into a keli by opening it. And here, here says Rabbi Yashiv, you're also doing mechatech by making a nice opening, nice uniform opening, exactly designed the way that it's made in order to be convenient to allow air in and get the drink out. And says Rishon Kamenetsky in his sefer, if you actually drink from the can, then he says, then it's very good sad to say it's mechatech. If you're not using the can, if you're not planning on drinking from it, you're just going to pour it out, then many don't agree with Rav Eliashiv's chorma to say it's mechatech. But if you're going to drink from it, says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, then it's not so, it's not a big chiddush at all. It's not so extreme to say that it'll be Yisra mechatech. Mechatech, again, is a different malacha of cutting something to a size. But also, Rav Eliashiv says it's, or is quoted as saying it's tikkun mana, you're making a keli out of it, and you're making a nice Pesach, and you definitely shouldn't do it, whether you're going to drink from it or whether you're not going to drink from it, even if you're going to pour it out. So this is how Rav Eliashiv held, and Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky again passes this way, lahalacha. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's sefer is a very interesting sefer. He's very, I don't want to say independent, but he calls them as he sees them, meaning it's a sefer, it's not just quotes. It's a sefer that it goes into great, or the one who put out the sefer, Kleiman, goes into great detail in every shaila he sat, and he still sits, Baruch Hashem, with Shmuel Kamenetsky, and learns the inyanim. And I imagine he records him because he quotes him thoroughly on the bottom. I mean, he quotes his rulings, his piskei halach on the top, but he quotes his svaras and his on the bottom, and he brings what he asked him, what Rav Shmuel answered, and et cetera, et cetera. So Rav Shmuel Paskins, you know, he has his fair share of coolness in that sefer. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of things that he looked at and said, really? That's okay? So some of you are saying, well, we're waiting to hear them, Rabbi. But okay. I've said some of them over. But in any case, what I'm saying is, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's sefer is not just a sefer called Usser, Usser, Usser. That's not the name of the sefer. But here he says Usser, whether you drink from it or whether you pour it out. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a tshuva where he says it's mutter. Rav Shmuel Farish Shlita Paskin says mutter. So I'm not trying to hide anything, but I am trying. You've probably gotten that, if you've been listening the last couple of nights, you probably have already got that feeling. That I am trying to encourage very much, not doing it, very much encourage, because as I said, even Rav Moshe's mater, almost everything in opening packages says not to do it. And even if you really want, I really want the whatever it may be, do without it. It's a little sacrifice. I used to have a reshiva over at Rosh Kollel. We used to talk about Mesiras Nefesh. What's Mesiras Nefesh in America? You walk to shul in the rain. Imagine that. It's raining and you're walking to shul. Ah, my serious message. He was, look what our fathers and our parents and grandparents and did. Look at the mysterious savage they did just to stay, to be able to stay alive and stay from. And then the way they lived in Europe and the way they live even in the early years of America. Ah, we walk in the rain to shul with Moshe Nefesh. So Moshe Nefesh a little bit. So Aaron, you don't walk in the rain to shul, yes. And don't open cans of Shabbos. Open them before Shabbos. Okay, soda cans is not so practical. So buy a bottle instead for Shabbos. And if it's tuna fish, open it before Shabbos. You have to be a little bit more organized. Very little. Very little. Open the cans before Shabbos. Or at the very least, I guess, if you're really stuck and you want to make a hole in the bottom, okay, make a hole in the bottom. Make sure the word, it's easier with the cans. I think there are fewer words or almost no words on the bottom of the cans, I think, than there are on the soda caps. But to just open the cans, and it's better the soda cans. I tell you, when I see people opening soda cans, I can't say a word unless it's a person who I think would want to know that it's machlokas. But otherwise, to me, it's I feel my Shabbos just got stabbed. Okay, maybe I'm crazy, but this is I would recommend Misha Heichem Be'erev Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos. Prepare before Shabbos, and if it means buying a bottle of soda instead of using a can, do that. That's my recommendation. Those who want to be somich on the gadol yisol l'matir. I have nothing, no bad words for them at all. Shalom, or maybe ask your local next rabbi if you're more confused now than before you listen. Anyway, I hope that's not the case, and Mezer Shem will continue next time. Have a wonderful evening, and all the best. Bye bye.